Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
Whatever. Well, Roger's late as usual, but we're just going to get started. Welcome to Beyond Monogamy Podcast. I'm Janet Valentine.
I'm Barbie, Triple E.
And I'm Steve.
And I'm L.
You guys hear about L? All of you flies on the wall have heard about L. Every once in a while she talks sometimes. Well, she has been requested to come as an expert by Landon, the nail technician. to give us some information. But before we jump into that, I got a couple of recaps of parties and stuff that went on this last weekend. I did get some information. I think I'm going to give Roger a few minutes and I'll wait for him so I don't have to repeat myself. But I have information on that big party in the desert. And then I have information on the party that I went to, that I traveled 4 hours to go to this party, get a hotel room. When the stars align, it's wonderful. And it was the kind of party that, you know, that when you lost count of how many times that you've come and you've lost count of how many people you've done, including the women.
Oh,
it's a great party.
It's a good day.
That's a super party. Super.
Yeah.
Great party. Super, super party. And so, like, I can tell you that the Asian cowboy, he kisses so well. I've he's the best kisser that I've ever had. Okay, so like this guy, when he kisses you, you are his. He is your world and you are his whole world. He hugs you and kisses you and his lips are so soft. And I mean, we're not talking about like tongue and French, like down your throat, tonsils, let's find all that. No, we're just talking totally love your lips. And he is like, he holds you tight and kisses you. And then, you know, I kissing with him for 5 minutes, just standing there for 5 minutes in the room.
Making out, baby. Making out.
Right. And then he says, I say, you know, let's go on the bed and I'll put you on the bed. And he says, no, it's your turn. And then gets me on the bed, gets on his knees on the floor and proceeds to take those wonderful kissing lips and kiss the pussy the same way, you know, where it's just, oh, and then that's just fantastic. Okay.
Oh, so, yeah.
And then, you know, this is in a private room, like you can shut the door. And so we kind of shut the door and we don't lock it. And so we were, I don't know, I was obviously yelling. I did not yell the Schneike's word, but I did yell Jesus a couple of times. Okay. So Jesus was brought into this conversation. And then this other guy was there. He met me at the door. He is a bluefish that has been to this party for the last 6 years. I've played with him on and off. He knows that I do anal And so he was just like, and he was, but the Asian cowboy got me first. Okay. So I'm in the room with the Asian cowboy and we're almost done. And this guy opens the door and says, is it okay if I join you? And I looked to the Asian cowboy because we had just finished. And he said, sure. And then he goes, I'll leave you guys to it. And so then this guy starts with me. But here's the best thing is, yes, we found the skein. Yes, there was lots of fluid. But this is such a great party that you could reach over to the chair that's sitting next to the bed that has the rolled up towels stacked for you to grab and wipe yourself off as you are having a great time. That's wow. A perfect party, right?
That is.
As the towel is right there. And it's just like, oh, perfect. Okay. This is like they anticipated that somebody's going to be on the bed and they're going to need to not go to the dresser across the room. They put a chair next to the bed with the towels. Okay.
Yeah.
It was like
very good party tip. Very good.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So I'll let you tell me, Steve, because I know you guys went to a party. How was that party that you went to?
Well, it was our last time going to this house party. We made the best of a bad situation. Once again, you know, they don't know how to throw house parties. They don't follow the rules. They don't do this, don't do that. No lube, no towels, no soap, no nothing. So, but we did meet a lady and Elle ended up playing with her a little bit and I did. But we go downstairs. One of the ladies, TDW, is a lady I've played with for years and you have met Janet. And anyway, so I said, do you want to go play? She goes, yes. Go downstairs. Another couple's downstairs on the massage table. TDW says, I have to go to the restroom. So, okay, go. That's fine. I'll be downstairs waiting. The guy with the lady downstairs says, oh, I have to go take care of something upstairs. So I'm sitting there on the massage table with this lady. And she's nice, hot. So we're sitting there. She starts rubbing me. So I start rubbing her. 5 minutes go by, 10 minutes go by, no TDW, no guy. So we start playing, and go. And then TDW comes back downstairs. She goes, "Oh, you've already started." I said, "No, you can join in." So she joins in. TDW's husband comes down. He joins in. So we have a 4-person chain going. The lady is sucking TDW's husband's cock. TDW is eating her pussy, and I'm fucking TDW. I'm going,
well, there you go.
Oh my God, this is great. Yeah. So then we change around, and I'm fucking this lady, and TDW is looking on me. Then L shows up.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. The party was on. A party was on. So the end of great for us. L played with, what, several guys and had got a couple.
I did.
And got a couple of loads, she said. So she was happy.
Right.
But it was just, it's a good ending to a poor party that we will never go back to. So that was it.
I'm sorry. Because I had such a great time. And these people have a pool. They have a hot tub. The pool is a private. There's no way the neighbors can look in. So we're talking naked. Jumped into the pool and just cooled
Love
off.
That.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
I had been with a couple of the guys. Okay. And so I'd been done with that and I grabbed a shower and then jumped in the pool and I thought, you know, I don't know, I fooled around with two or three guys and I'm like, okay, I think it's almost time to go. We've been sitting there and talking to some of our old friends that we hadn't seen. And I had successfully avoided playing with one guy that I knew wanted to play with me, but I did not want to. Actually, there was a couple of them there and you guys know I have a bad, hard time saying no. So I just got to go to the bathroom, got to go get something to drink. I did those things and avoided those. And then, the host of the party comes out and Don comes out and Don sits down. And this is the guy that I said, and you guys have met him before. When he's on 420, when he's smoked pot, he's worthless. Okay.
Oh.
So he looks at me and he sits down and his eyes are clear. I'm doing the whole assessment stuff. And he says, you're not going home yet, are you? And he says, because I think I'd like to play with you. Here's the thing is, I have this thing about it. If you're at that host party and the host asks you to play, even with Missy Evil's rules, even if it's not going to be really good sex, you should do it. Okay. So I say, why not? Okay. Because the night is still young. It's like, you know, 8:30 or 9 o'clock, because these people start the party. When they say they start the party at 7, you walk in and they're fucking at 7. Okay.
Yay.
So that's, yeah, that's what's really nice. And he takes me into the master bedroom, and he has a 4-poster bed that's the wooden frame, sturdy wooden frame. I mean, he's made it out of, you know, 2x4s or 4x4s. I don't know. I'm not into construction wood. You would know it, Steve, whatever. He's made it himself. He's stained it. It looks really nice. It's sturdy. And hanging down from those frames are just some rope and the hoops, okay, for that are great, because I'm getting older, folks, and these guys, they still think you can bend a whole lot, okay? So yeah. and you know, I amaze myself sometimes what I can do at the party. I tell myself I'm not going to do it, and then sure enough, in order to get to it to the right place, they bend it. And I'm one of these days it's not gonna bend, but this day it bent. Okay. So, but my hips were like, okay, Janet, you've gotta do something, but you can't be on your knees.
Yeah.
And so I say to him, I don't think I can be on my knees. He goes, oh, I was gonna put you in the stirrups. You know, at which point I'm like, okay. And they had, it was pretty basic. It was not, I've been in the stirrups before that have the fur and stuff, but that guy sadly has passed away. So he's not there anymore, but this was in honor of him. And so these things were hanging down, but they had washcloths. They had just wrapped washcloths around the bottom of the hoop so that it was pretty basic. I mean, we're talking redneck stirrups. Okay. I'll do redneck stirrups, right?
Hey, it worked. It worked.
It totally worked. Cause like, yeah, one foot's in, the other foot's in, this guy goes down on me, and who is not going to play when the guy starts first by licking your pussy? Okay.
There you go. Like,
yeah.
Okay. Right. And so he gets in and plays, and then he stands up and he is fucking me, and it's hard. So I know he has not smoked the pot. Okay. Everything's fine. He does not have any weed dick. Okay. So it's good. And he plays, and it's really fun playing with him. And I'm just like, okay, this is fun. And then somebody walks in, another guy, it's a BBC, walks in and goes, can I join? You can. And so he comes around, and he starts filling up my mouth. And then another one comes in on the other side, and they're playing with my boobs. And so, you know, I guess by the time I'm done, there's 6 people on the bed by the time we're done. Because because another couple comes in, and they're not together, but the one guy, a really young guy, his girlfriend or partner was sitting out in the living room watching porno, and that was all she was doing, and playing on her phone. And she wasn't playing with anybody. She was not playing with anybody. And so then he comes in with this Mexican Chiquita chick that is younger, and she's hot. And I'm just like, oh, okay, come on over here. And so she comes over and starts sucking on me, and I start sucking on her, and we're tossing around, and I'm out of the stirrups. I'm on the bed. I ask, can I play with her? And she says, sure, let's do it. And so I get down and get busy with her. Guys come behind me and play. It's revolving. It's wonderful. People are all touching each other. I can't tell you how many times I came and who I came. Okay. Cause they were all there on the bed. And then the younger guy that came in with her, I think I'm done. Okay. Cause I've finished with her, and I'm just laying across the bed. And he looks at me and he goes, I know you think you're done, but I really want to play with you. And he's like, you are so hot and so beautiful. I really just want to play with you. And this guy was 25, 26 years old.
Right. Come here, baby.
Right. So who's not going to? And I was like, okay, I can do it. I got a third wind. Okay, come on.
Come here.
And so he gets on the bed and starts directing me around. And I go, I can't go on my knees. He's like, no, that's okay. Turn sideways, do some whatever. And so he is fucking me sideways. And then I'm laying on the bed with my legs up in the air. He is fucking me. He's on his knees fucking me. And he is fucking me hard. I mean, I'm rubbing his nipples and pinching them. He's rubbing my nipples and pinching them. I'm wondering to myself, can I get a boob hickey? Because I'm thinking that's what's going to happen here, because he sucks on it so hard, but it's so good. It's so hard, but it's so good. And then he pulls a Steve. He turns his head to the left and sucks on my big toe. And I go, how did you know that? Okay. Did you know that? And because he's like, because he goes, oh, you like that? And then so he sucks on the other toe. And I was like, yeah, I do. I go, how did you know that? And he goes, I read books.
Oh,
I read a lot of books.
Well, so good.
He goes, and I know anatomy really well, given my occupation. And I mean, this guy was ripped. He was and young. And it was like, and the worst thing about him is he had the same name as my ex-husband.
Oh,
no. I was like, oh, shit. Can we get over this? And so but I didn't find this out until afterwards, right?
Yeah.
So like I had come.
You should have just picked him a name.
What's your middle name, buddy?
I didn't even ask him. I wasn't even going there because I was so happy and so content that when it slipped out of his mouth and he told me what his name was, I was just like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, and that's familiar.
I was like, yeah. I'm not going to talk to you about that. I'm not even going to go there. I'm not going to be that date that tells you all about her ex-husband. We're not going there tonight. I'm in bliss.
We're not here to talk about that crap. Yeah.
But I did say to him, I go, you are a firefighter or an EMT. And he goes, I am a cardiac cath nurse, EMT. He goes, I've been an EMT before, but I'm a cardiac cath nurse. You're right. He goes, I do know anatomy. And then we start talking about how we talked about the professions and how people in these professions, this is a great stress release. And he said, it's a great stress release for him. And he said, it's perfect for him to come to these parties because if she's not attracted to anybody, he can still play.
Yeah, and there you go.
And
nice.
He was really interesting, a lot of fun. I ended the night with him and just went home remembering him whispering in my ear, I really want to play with you and you are so beautiful. I got to tell you guys, even if you're not feeling it, you want to get into a woman's pants, that's the way to do it.
He reads books. Read more books.
That's right.
Yes. That works. That shit works. Yeah.
Right. Well, yep. Steve, you said you have a word and a song.
I do. I have a word and a song. I'll start with this song. It's by Chris Stapleton, actually.
Uh-oh.
And it's more of a bluesy song. And I heard it and I fell in love with it because I'm a big blues fan. It's called Think I'm in Love with You. I'm going, wow. And the second verse is, you're the power over me. You are the truth that I believe. You are my life. You are my world. You're the air I'm breathing, girl. You're the light I want to see. You're all of everything to me. You are the reason that I am. Oh, my God. I said, that's my L. That's my L.
Aww.
You know?
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome, honey.
I'll put it on my playlist. What's the word that you've got for me today?
The word is another Beyond Monogamy podcast exclusive.
Oh, good. Okay.
Sinking submarine.
Sinking submarine.
Now, wait though, because that has a really bad what I think of. So tell me, where did you hear this word?
It's our word.
Oh, okay. Okay.
A sinking submarine is...
You want to get the hell away from them.
So I think a sinking submarine is you've licked so much pussy that it's like you've got fluid all over the place and you just can't breathe. Okay. So you just gotta go get a towel or a washcloth because you're a sinking submarine.
That is great, but it's incorrect. A sinking submarine is a lady who goes to a party, walks up to a bunch of guys and says, "Do you want to do a sinking submarine?" I said, "What do you mean?" She says, "I want you to plug all my holes."
Oh. That'd be Crimson would want to have that.
So basically, airtight.
Airtight.
You go and say.
I oscillate with this because I like to have the one man, you know, experience, but then at that party, there was six people on me and I was pretty much airtight, you know, and yeah. I kind of want that too. So
yeah. It's like, it's okay. To experience.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what it's
okay.
The sinking submarine.
Okay.
That's a pretty good one. So, the whole reason that Elle's here is because our listener, Landon, the technician, said, Landon likes guys. Okay. So he said, he's heard us talk and he's heard you, Steve, talk about Elle and talk about how she can take that dick that far down. And yes. Landon leaned across and said to me this last time in doing the nails, said, "Can you get L on and have her explain to me or give me tips and tricks on how to do it? Because I'm not very good at giving head and I'd like to get better." So that's the question that we're answering. And we brought in the expert, L. So, L, tell Landon, how do you do it?
Introducing Coconut Slickums, the ultimate personal lubricant that brings a touch of tropical paradise to your most adventurous sex party moments. Made from 100% pure coconut oil, Coconut Slickums offers a silky smooth glide that's as natural as a unicorn breeze practicing the rule of six or DP. No more worrying about synthetic ingredients or greasy residues, just a luscious moisturizing experience that feels as good as it sounds. Perfect for enhancing intimacy or just adding a bit of luxurious fun to your day. So go ahead, indulge in the tropical treat your skin deserves with Coconut Slickums. Because when it's this smooth, it's always a perfect day at the meet and greet. To learn more, visit beyondmonogamypodcast.com.
Well, first of all, I love sucking cock. So me wanting to learn to deep throat was just wonderful. I was really wanted to be able to do that with my partners. So, first of all, it takes lots of practice and it takes a little bit of time. There are a couple items that you can use to practice with. They suggest a toothbrush or a good quality dildo. And if you need a little bit of lube, coconut oil works great. What I would do is I would take the dildo, I'd put it in my mouth, and I'd put it in as far as I could until I felt that urge to gag. And then you try to hold off from gagging. And then when you feel that reflex kick in, then you want to take the dildo out because you don't want to gag. Because when you gag, all it does is make you want to gag even more frequently. So you want to try to build up that time when you that you don't gag as much. It takes longer to make you gag.
So you're building a resistance, basically.
Yes, you are.
And you could do that if you had enough friends.
Exactly.
To practice on.
That's right. And you have to be consistent.
Let's practice.
Well, that's really how I did it. I didn't really do it with a toothbrush, and I haven't ever practiced with a dildo. I just practiced on my hubby, my wonderful hubby, and a few other friends. So
yeah,
it's a lot more fun that way. What can I say?
It's a lot of volunteers.
A great pickup line. It's a great pickup line for Landon to say to the new guy, "Hey, I need to practice my deep throat, and can you come and help me here?"
Yeah, that's right.
You have the perfect member for doing this, right?
Isn't that great? What a great line. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. That's right. The other key is just to make sure that you focus on, make sure you're still breathing and that you try to relax those throat muscles. So, and you need to, you know, practice 2 or 3 times a week. And the more you do it, the easier it will get. So
that's true.
Yeah, they do say, as far as suggestions, that it's best to like train in the evening, that your gag reflex is less pronounced in the evening.
Okay.
Which I found interesting. And then you just have to train consistently. And then we found a different method, and it is called the pressure point method. And what you do is you make a fist with, it has to be your left hand, and you wrap your fingers around your thumb and squeeze. And then while you are sucking your partner's cock, then the gag reflex is even less. So I was really curious to see if this method works. So Steve and I had a little
experiment.
We had to experiment, and it worked great. I did not gag one. Yeah, I didn't gag one time. So
that's great.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, right? So remember that put your thumb in there, squeeze.
Right, just kind of distract yourself with your. Yeah, so just take your mind someplace else and make that mind go to making the fist or whatever. That's fine. What I can tell you, the only other thing I would add to that is if I got to the point where they were coming down and they were going to make me gag, I would pull out, and I would pull out slowly. Okay, like don't yank it out fast, because then that guy is going to be like, did I make you gag? No. So pull out slowly, like you meant to pull out slowly. And then you take your hand and you start with your hand on the base, because it's going to be nice and lubed up and there's lots of liquid there. And use your hand to give you time to recover. Okay.
Yeah.
So you take your hand and then you run it up that vein that's in the back, and then
you give it a couple of strokes.
Do a couple of strokes and then go up and play around with that mushroom with your hand, and then go ahead and send it back into your mouth again, but give your body time to recover, and then do it again, and you'll get better. So I never want them to know that they're gagging me, unless it's like Big Dick Donnie who gets off on gagging me. Okay, then fine. Yeah. I'm going to gag and gag early for him because it makes him happy.
I want to hop in. I have found with Elle, when she is deep throating me, her position at times of when she's swallowing my cock is different also. So I guess if you can find an angle, L, the right angle, because I can notice there's times if she's more on top of me, maybe she gags once in a while, but if she's like lower and pulls my cock down more, she doesn't gag. So that's something else that I've even noticed with her gag reflex that she used to have. So,
well, that makes sense.
You can get a guy to, if you lay your head over the back of the bed and lay your neck over there and let your head hang down, and they stand, and then you have to let them help you practice. You have to really trust this guy to let him know.
Let me grab
this, you've got to take it back up. But if you get your neck in that right position, it opens up your throat to take the cock.
It does. Well, and another thing I have found is I have to be in control.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
100%.
Exactly. If they're trying to shove it down your throat, then you can't breathe. And
yeah, right. We're not doing that. I will push you away. Yeah, that is not fun.
Control does help. So
Right. Deep throat is not as different than fucking the your throat, fucking it. And I know there are some guys that that's their whole big thing, but yeah. You're not my guy. Sorry.
Yeah. Let me do it. I promise it'll be good, you know.
That's right.
I'm going to, yeah, I can't let you do that. If that's your thing, right? That's right. You got to find a different partner.
I forgot to tell you guys what really made me very happy at the end of the night at the party the night. And I was reminded of this with the coconut oil again. I was getting ready to be submarine. Okay. Sinking submarine. Right. I was getting ready to be that. And so the young guy goes to take lube and he puts lube on his dick. And I tell him, you're not going in that hole without coconut oil. My coconut oil is right next to that. And he goes, oh, this is my lube. I brought it. It's coconut oil.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, so we have somebody who knows what they're doing. And he goes, yes. Okay. And he's like, what do you think? I don't read books. I don't read stuff. I don't understand. He goes, did you know that coconut oil is antibacterial? I said, I happen to know that very well. Have a podcast where we discuss this on a regular basis.
Oh, that's great. Yes, that's great. Uh-huh. And that's right. So keep that in mind.
I don't know where Roger is. He missed a good podcast. So I will tell the story. If you listen to the last podcast, we discussed the fact that Lyle and Cole that Kyle and Lola were going to a big swingers party out in the desert in a small town. There was a car show and some other stuff, and it was, you know, near enough that they could go to the Grand Canyon during the day. I asked the question, was there a common play area? And they said, yes, there was. That they set up two of these, what would have been carports, like portable carports. They had set two of these up, and that they had mattresses and fans and, you know, lots of stuff that was that you could use to play in. And then they said one of the events that they did was mud wrestling. And they said they had taken a bigger size baby pool and they had got some mud in it. And one of the big RVs that was there must have had a huge gallon tank. Okay. And they put water in to make the mud. And they had these, the women wrestled each other, except what Kyle said is it really wasn't wrestling because we didn't want any of them to get hurt. And we definitely didn't want any of the mud to go up into the places where it shouldn't be going. So it was just them hot playing around in the mud, putting the mud on each other. And then one guy and three women were in it. And then when they were done playing around, they had a tank of water there that they hosed them off in. Because I'm put off by the camping thing of, I don't know if I'd be wanting to play around in the mud and then turn around and have to, would not have a major water source to get it off with. But
oh, yeah.
They said it was very fun. They played some very dirty games that were fun. And the thing is, you didn't have to play the game. If you wanted to just go fuck, you go fuck into that area. And that people were going into the RVs, into the tents to fuck, but they were also going to the common area to fuck. So that was Roger's big question and requests, whether or not it would be a fun thing to do. I think it's something that Steve and Elle would enjoy doing at some point. That's what it sounded like.
It sounds great.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'd love to go to the, if it weren't for so damn hot and out in the middle of nowhere, the Burning Man orgy tent.
Right.
It'd be fun.
Right. And yeah. I knew people that we've known people, and Barbie, you knew them too. They would go to the Burning Man, and I have a glow in the dark sperm necklace that came from there. I got a couple of souvenirs from the Burning Man, and they said they would go and they'd get a hotel the night before the Burning Man was thing. And then they would go on, I don't know if it was they go on Craigslist or SDC or SLS, and they would say they were looking for a couple of BBCs, and they would have a couple of BBCs come over and do her the day before the Burning Man. as well.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Take a party of it.
Yeah, I will tell you, Janet, I found another lady, at the party, the lady that we ended up playing with, it was hot. I'm dripping sweat down on her, and she's going nuts. I'm going,
licking it off. Oh, my God.
I said, I'm going, that has not happened to me since you.
Right.
I'm going, holy moly. I said, there's another unicorn who likes it. That does it.
Well, and I will tease, I do have, I'm hoping she will come on. I haven't named her yet. I met a woman at the party this last weekend where, you know, I always lie up 10 years in my age. And so I lied up the 10 years and she said, did anybody tell you how old I really am? And I said, no. And she said, she's 82.
Oh, wow.
82. And she was playing. She is a unicorn. She has a standard guy that she brings with it that his wife no longer plays. So he has the hall pass to go with her to these parties. So she always has a guy that drives her there or whatever. But he's not her partner. And she has agreed to talk to us on the podcast.
Yay!
So I will hopefully get her to come on and talk to us because who does not want to know this woman's story, right?
No,
and how does she have longevity? I mean, we're getting a bevy of them ready for Steve's fantasy of doing popping the older women.
Yes, 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 yes.
Oh, wait, though. Doesn't he want an older midget?
Yes, he wants an older midget.
What? No, I want a midget. You won't believe this. This is, I don't get on Facebook a lot. I happened to get on one day last week. I sent this a text message to Janet.
You did.
I was hoping Roger was here. I'm going through on Facebook. There's a thing called Reels and it's like shorts on YouTube. Oh my goodness. I said, there's a midget lady. So I click it and watch it and she's dancing hot as fuck. Now, guess what? Every reel I get now is these midget women dancing. I said, I have a perpetual hard-on now. Just watching these women dance. I'm going, you got to be kidding me. And they're built like a brick shit. Some are built like a brick shit house. I'm going, so I told Jen, I said, yeah, my dick's hard all the time now. Just watching these girls.
Facebook has his algorithm. They already know what he's thinking. They got him.
That's right.
Elle comes home at lunch. My dick is hard. She goes, oh, you've been watching the midget. Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
That's right.
That's totally awesome. Okay. Well, for all you flies on the wall who've made it this far, if you want to go back and listen to any of the past podcasts that we've done, and there's a bunch of them. Go to our website is the easiest way. I mean, you can go to all the places that you've, you know, Spotify and Apple and all those other places that are there.
YouTube.
But if you want to catch them all and they're all in order and not have any commercials or anything else like that, just go to our website, which is beyondmonogamypodcast.com. It's got all of them there. You can click in and out of them. And it also has the way to send us your requests. If, you know, Landon's the one that does my nails, so I'm not going to get requests that way. So send me in your request if there's something you want us to talk about, something you know, or just whatever. Talk to us. That's the way to communicate with us. You can email Roger. You can email me. Leave a tip for Mandingo because he is producing this out of the goodness of his heart and is not making any money at all. In fact, we are paying to put this out on the air. So any little bit, I mean, $5 will mean something to him because it means somebody appreciates the fact that he's the producer. I don't care how much you tip. It's definitely protected, but he does a great job. Thank you, Mandingo. Thank you for all the flies on the wall who've made it through this far. And I hope that you come again, come again, and come again.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.